The situation is here that Jesus has been crucified and he's been resurrected. And when he meets the two Marys on that first Sunday morning, he says to them this. He says, "Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." And this situation, and it comes right straight afterwards. If you look at the passage, it comes straight afterwards the Easter narratives. This is the point in Matthew where they meet up. So they've had the resurrection. The guards have given their report and got their thing, story to be circulated round. And here we are on the mountain in Galilee. This meeting takes on top of a mountain, and Jesus takes the opportunity to give those disciples a final team talk before he physically leaves them. So what does he have to say? Well, he says three things that disciples are to remember and to act upon. First of all, then, he tells the disciples that he's in charge. He says this: "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." All authority. Everything. There is nothing out of Jesus' control. There is nothing that is too difficult for him to achieve. There is nothing that does not ultimately belong to Jesus, because he's in charge. That's why we sing Creator Sustainer at the start of the service, because he is the creator of the universe. He sustains everything in his hands. What does that mean? Well, it means we should seek to serve him. If he's in charge, We seek to serve our King. To remind ourselves that it's not actually about us, it's about him. And to remind ourselves that no matter how difficult the situation is or how difficult the conversation is that we're in, he is still in charge. Nothing is too difficult, not the situation, nor the conversation. This is particularly important when we're talking to others about Jesus, isn't it? We can get scared. We can get worried about the reaction we might get. We can be concerned that we might give the wrong answer or no answer. We could be terrified at embarrassing ourselves. And I agree with you. We can. I feel the same constantly. It's a dreadful feeling to have. However, context, we have a King who has all authority. There is nothing Jesus doesn't rule over, including those conversations, despite appearances at times. And we may look at the Ukraine and with Russia invading, we might think that's completely out of control, especially when you hear horrible news of babies being killed and so on. It's dreadful. But it's not true. Jesus has still got authority. We happen to be on a broken earth still. The second thing that Jesus says is to give the disciples one last instruction, to go and make disciples of all nations. Now, they can say all sorts of things about this. What does it mean? Well, make disciples is a very broad thing. Let's be quite clear. It covers the period from the moment someone becomes a Christian all the way through to the very end. But primarily, in this context, I would suggest, it means we are to spread the good news of Jesus to everyone around us. And not only that, we are to ensure that those people are properly discipled or taught for the rest of their lives. So we don't stop with this is what the gospel is. We teach then how the gospel impacts on the rest of our lives. And that's what we're doing this morning, believe it or not. We're being discipled. It's what we do in fellowship groups. We're being discipled. It's what we do when we study the Bible for ourselves. We are being discipled. And lots of other contexts you might wish to mention. Discipleship covers the whole part of our lives, from the moment we trust in Jesus and the Lord in the first place, all the way through when we leave to be with him face to face. It's a lifelong thing, not something that's all over in a moment. The bad news here, of course, is that our witnessing is not a voluntary thing. If we believe in Jesus, we have no choice. It's something we have been told to do by our king, told to do by the person who is in complete control and complete charge. We've been told by Jesus himself. This is not an optional extra. This is what we do. That means we need to actively look for opportunities to share the good news of Jesus. That's a hard thing to say, but it's true. Now, that can take time. And we do need to build relationships with people so we are able to share. That's also true. That's all fine. So with that in mind, I'm going to reinforce Elaine's advert by simply mentioning the Jubilee Garden Party at the end of May. Now, let's be quite clear. This is primarily an opportunity for us to get together and celebrate the Queen's long reign. 70 years. It's fantastic. But it's a wonderful opportunity to invite people along to a non-pressured afternoon in a garden, hopefully in the sunshine, eating cake. And it could be a crucial part in building relationships up to allow you the right to talk about Jesus at some point or other. And we haven't mentioned this very much, on the following Sunday, which is actually the proper Jubilee weekend, we're just good at a week early, we have a special Thanksgiving service here for our Christian queen. She doesn't cover up her trust in the Lord Jesus. And again, it's that good opportunity to invite people to a very gentle, celebratory Thanksgiving service. But then the good news is that we don't have to do any of this on our own. Because of the third thing Jesus tells us, we're not alone. The King, Jesus himself, promises to be with us wherever we find ourselves and whatever our circumstances. What has he said? Surely I'm with you always. That's an amazing promise. And we need to keep that in mind. When all these scary things I mention, Jesus is with you always. Jesus, the creator of the universe, the king of the universe, the sustainer of the universe, is with us always. And we know it's true because he said it. So Jesus is in charge. He gives us a job to do, to tell others about him, and he promises he'll be with us all of the time. Now, that's all fine in theory. It says so in the scripture, we trust in Jesus' words, don't we? But it leaves us with two problems. Where is Jesus sending us? And what are we supposed to do about it? I know I've hinted about this already, but where is Jesus sending us? Well, it'd be better in some ways to ask us, to whom is Jesus sending us, rather than where is Jesus sending us? That would be an easier thing to say, but a more helpful thing. And the answer is that he wants us to go to our families, our parents, our gardens, our brothers and sisters, our grandchildren. He's sending us to our friends. He's sending the people we work with, maybe. He's sending us to the people we might not get along with. And for some of us, one day he might be sending us abroad. You never know. He says to the very ends of the earth. What are we to do? Well, there are a great variety of answers to this, clearly. But the most important answer of all that we could say is, we are to tell others about Jesus. That is our number one job that he's given us to do. We're to tell how brilliant he is, how he came to rescue us from certain disaster, how much he loves us. There are many things that are really, really important. But essentially, mission is telling the world around us about Jesus. It's by far the most important gift that anyone could give to anyone else. And if people trusted in Jesus, if they truly trusted in Jesus, then the world would completely change. You think about it. People living by the gospel, living because they had that passion in their heart for the Lord Jesus. Billions of people across the world. How could it not change? Now, I know that all this can seem a little bit big and scary. I do realise. So let's break it down a little bit as we finish. What I want you to do is to think about one person that you'd like to get to know Jesus. Take a moment. One person. Picture them in your minds. Might like to close your eyes and think about them. How do they know Jesus? Do they know him at all? Have you been able to speak to them ever? That sort of thing. Picture that one person. And the first challenge is to pray for them daily. Write their name down. Don't have to share that with anyone else. Write their name down. Pray for them all the time. Whether they're far away or nearby. If they're part of the family or a friend. Doesn't really matter. Pray for them daily. Just offer them up to them. And when you're going to be meeting with them at some point or other, pray for them then. And then if they're local, or even if they're not, but especially if they're local, look for an opportunity to invite them either to that garden party or to the Thanksgiving service, or both. Just a gentle question. We've got these invites coming that have been being produced. Use those. You are invited to a garden party. Make it an official thing. You could almost phrase it like the Queen invites you. I'm not sure that's entirely true, but you know, you give it a go, see what happens. And then come along. And then just let them enjoy and just enjoy the day. Enjoy the afternoon. Then some point or other in the future, look for that opportunity to share your faith that burns within you. So what I want you to do is have a think about that for a moment. So what I want you to do now is just simply close your eyes. Picture that person in your mind. And what I'm going to do is pray for you and for them now. Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Heavenly Father, thank you for that reminder of what our job is, where authority lies, and that promise that Jesus will never leave us. Help us as we continue to build our relationships with those people we're thinking about now. We offer them to you with passion in our hearts, with a love in our hearts, with a desire to see them come to know the Lord Jesus for themselves, to trust in him. We pray for ourselves, for bravery, perhaps to invite them to the garden party or even the service a week later. And that afternoon of just fun and cake will be another opportunity to be able to talk about Jesus, maybe then or in the future. Heavenly Father, thank you for our Queen. Thank you for her very, very unsubtle, open witness to the Commonwealth every year. Heavenly Father, in her position, thank you that she's able to put her faith on the line for the people that she's responsible for, the people she serves. Help us to have a similar attitude towards the people that we serve. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.